At a time when Congress can't seem to agree on how the federal government should approach the nation's problems, the candidates for Congress in Illinois' new 13th district all say that the disagreement has gone too far.
I think it's obviously the case that we are stagnated by opposition.
That's independent candidate John Hartman.
And what we used to have in Washington, it was the country first and kind of my political orthodoxy or my party orthodoxy second. And we've developed norms now that are contrary to that.
On his campaign website, Hartman argues that political gridlock based on conflict between the two major parties keeps government from considering alternative solutions from independents like him. But Hartman's not the only candidate in the race complaining about gridlock.
I tell you, I agree that America's become too polarized.
That's Rodney Davis, the Republican candidate. He says he would compromise to get his ideas implemented.
You need somebody who's not just going to go out to Washington and vote the way that their party leaders tell them to. You need somebody who's going to go out there with ideas, with plans, like I have, and work with Democrats and Republicans.
In a similar vein, Democratic candidate David Gill says there's a desperate need for compromise in Congress in order to get anything done.
I might talk about Medicare for All being the solution that brings us far more health and far more wealth, but if I can't convince people of that overnight, then maybe I have to take half a loaf and see a public option, see the extension of Medicare to people 55 to 65, and let our businesses see the wealth that brings us by opening that up.
The three 13th district candidates share similar starting points when asked to define the essential work of government. Gill mentions a strong military and regulating such things as food safety. Davis lists a strong national defense and investing in infrastructure. Hartman emphasizes maintaining a sound justice system. He also prefers smaller government. Among the things Hartman would remove, tax credits.
I think that the tax credits that we provide are generally misplaced and reflect lobbying efforts in Washington. Basically, a tax credit is backdoor spending. Instead of sending a check to a company, you just say, well, you just send me a lesser check in your taxes.
David Gill has a list of things he thinks the federal government should not be involved with, including subsidies for oil and gas companies and the U.S. military presence in Afghanistan. But Gill says his Medicare for All proposal is just the thing that federal government should be doing to ensure wider access to health care, the same way that public schools ensure access to education.
You know, we don't disallow private education. There's still plenty of private schools out there. There can be private health insurance, but I think Uncle Sam can make available a more cost-effective alternative for people in those areas.
In contrast, Davis says Congress should turn away from a path that he says leads to government-run health care and remake the regulatory environment of the Obama administration, which he accuses of hindering job creation.
I intend to go in to Washington and look at every single regulatory issue, make sure that we keep America safe and provide that regulatory environment that we need, but also ensure that there's a cost-benefit analysis to where it doesn't impact America's ability to remain the country that we know it is.
The candidates' views on government's basic role in society provide background for their proposals on specific issues. It will be up to voters to choose which candidate best matches their own principles and which they think is most likely to live up to them once elected. I'm Jim Meadows, Illinois Public Media.
The race in Illinois' new 13th congressional district has been an expensive one. Millions of dollars have been spent, much on attack ads. Illinois Public Radio's Jim Brown from WGLT reports on the money spent in the race for the hotly contested seat.
What should have been a fairly routine race by an incumbent to Congress changed last spring when Republican Tim Johnson announced he would not seek re-election just weeks after winning the GOP party primary. In addition, the district had been redrawn by Illinois' Democrat-controlled legislature to a more favorable, from their viewpoint, configuration. Rodney Davis is the man appointed by party leaders as the Republican candidate for the 13th congressional district. He faces Dr. David Gill of Bloomington, the winner of the Democratic primary. Joining the two, independent candidate John Hartman of Edwardsville, the chief financial officer for a St. Louis-based genetics firm. David Gill says he knows the race is one of a handful that could determine control of the U.S. House of Representatives.
I think there's probably 10 to 20 that the control of Congress hinges upon, and I would say that we are one of those.
Which helps explain why the major parties and other outside groups have poured $4.6 million into the race. That money is paying for, among other things, all of the campaign ads and flyers in central and southwestern Illinois. Some of the ads have been so nasty it prompted the retiring incumbent Tim Johnson to ask both sides to tone it down.
My constituents, Republican, Democrat, Gill and Davis, liberal and conservative, all say this is bad stuff and you got to change it.
Rodney Davis claims his Democratic opponent David Gill started the negative ads.
Now, we talk about negative advertising. I got the nomination for this seat on May 19th, and the same day, 5 minutes after, I got the nomination, I was attacked by David Gill.
He was right in the middle of it, named on the infamous George Ryan Clount list of political favorites.
That's from an ad paid for by the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee, or DCCC. It didn't take long before this ad ran.
DCCC is at least indirectly corporate funded because I won't take one penny from them while I'm working for you. DCCC is
during a GLT interview, David Gill denied running negative ads until just days before he sat down in our studios October 16th.
Until 3 days ago, my campaign had run zero negative TV or radio ads.
But Gill says there are plenty of others paying for the ads.
The American Action Network, which is a disguise for Aetna Insurance for the most part, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, dominated by some large corporations, including oil companies and drug companies, the Republican Party, the Democratic Party.
Following the U.S. Supreme Court decision known as Citizens United, outside parties can spend freely in elections as part of their freedom of speech rights and need not disclose where the money comes from. Congressman Tim Johnson says the money and the tone of the race for the 13th District is troubling.
Now, I think it reflects campaigns all over the country.
In his scolding of both the Democrat and Republican seeking the seat he'll soon vacate, Johnson also warned continued attack ads would only benefit independent candidate John Hartman. Hartman says he hopes voters disenchanted with the negativity will give his campaign another look, but also says it may simply serve to turn more voters off on the entire political process.
I wish that we would not have acrimony. I wish we would have constructive debate. And to answer your question more specifically, I think it reinforces something that I heard when I spoke to about 8,000 people when I was collecting my signatures to get on the ballot, and they were disgusted with the way politics is going on.
The bitterness is also spilling over into the debates. At an appearance in Springfield, Rodney Davis turned an accusation from David Gill that Republican policies would ship jobs overseas into a jab on campaign financing.
David, you know I'm not for any tax credit that's going to ship jobs overseas. David, you have consistently talked about not taking corporate PAC money to fund your ads, and what you have done has broken that pledge.
Davis and Gill also clash over who's the insider. Gill calls Davis a career politician. He's most recently been an aide to U.S. Representative John Shimkus of Collinsville. Davis is also a failed candidate for mayor of Taylorville and was an employee in the Secretary of State's office. Davis is calling Gill a career politician wannabe in reference to Gill's three losses to Johnson. Johnson says he never resorted to negative ads while pursuing his decades-long political career. Prior to the Democratic reconfiguration of the district, it had been a safely Republican zone which favored Johnson. In his announcement, Tim Johnson said he could no longer remain silent as the race descended into name-calling and half-truths.
And I didn't feel in good conscience that I can sit back and allow that to maintain itself.
It is perhaps a mark of the stakes in this election cycle that the race for the 13th district has been both acrimonious and expensive. The good government site OpenSecrets.org, however, notes that it is not even in the top 10 races nationally when it comes to the amount of money spent. I'm Jim Brown.
You can hear more comments from the congressional candidates at our election webpage, will.illinois.edu/election. And the candidates will have more to say during a live debate airing tonight at 7 on WILL-TV, WILL-AM 580, and online at will.illinois.edu.
WILL programming is made possible by Columbia Street Roastery, roasting coffee daily at 24 East Columbia in Champaign. Also offering a variety of tea and chai. Open Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 5:15 p.m. and Saturday mornings from 9 to noon. More information is available at 352-9713.
And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 1st of November, 2012. Today is All Saints Day. It was on this day in 1512, Pope Julius II displayed Michelangelo's paintings on the ceiling of the Sistine Chapel for the first time, paintings it had taken Michelangelo 4 years to complete, scenes from the Old Testament, including the famous center section, The Creation of Adam. Michelangelo was 33 at the time, and he was not anxious to do this work. He tried to point out to the Pope that he was a sculptor and not really a painter, but the Pope would not listen. And so Michelangelo used his skills as a sculptor to make a two-dimensional ceiling look like a series of three-dimensional scenes. He worked from a scaffold 60 feet above the floor, covering about 10,000 square feet of surface. Every day, fresh plaster was laid over part of the ceiling, and Michelangelo had to finish painting before the plaster dried. It's the birthday of Stephen Crane, born in Newark, New Jersey, 1871. Thought about becoming a professional baseball player as a young man. He played catcher. One of his teammates said he played baseball with fiendish glee. He was spending time in New York City, fascinated by street life there, started writing for tabloids while he was still a teenager, wrote his first novel, Maggie, A Girl of the Streets, which booksellers would not stock. And then, after reading a series of reminiscences of Civil War veterans, Crane decided to write a Civil War novel himself. The result was The Red Badge of Courage, published 1895, the story of a boy named Henry Fleming who signs up for the 304th New York Regiment, hoping to experience the glory of battle that he's read about in school. It made Stephen Crane famous. He was 24 years old. He'd never been in battle himself, and yet Civil War veterans wrote into the newspapers claiming that they'd known Stephen Crane, they'd fought beside him in various battles. He spent the rest of his life working as a war correspondent. On New Year's Eve, 1896, he was on a boat to Cuba to cover the Spanish-American War. The boat sank. Crane survived in a small dinghy with three other men, spent 30 hours